Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Ireland Calling. There was Inya with Echoes in the Rain opening up the programme tonight. The programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, all the sports results. We'll update you on all other things happening over there as well. The weather is still good. Lots of work being done, especially great weather for farmers with silage, hay, turf all well underway. A bit of a break in the weather coming this week, but you know, when you go 2 or 3 weeks in Ireland without any rain, there's nearly a drought on, so certainly the rain's on the way. So hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news, as I said, and good music and all the sports results. Well, it's a good place to be this time of the year, all along the wild Atlantic Way. Place to be this time of the year. I got some photographs from people, Kiwis, that are over visiting Ireland at the moment. We're in Galway today and just beautiful weather, and it's been a glorious 3 weeks of weather over there in Ireland. and a great time to be holidaying there, but hopefully the summer hasn't come and gone in May. I know lots of people still planning trips over there. Right, what's been making the news in Ireland since we were on air last week? Well, you'll know over the last few months I've been talking about a missing Kerry farmer, Michael Gain, who was last seen on March 20th. And after extensive searches of his farm around Kenmare, no traces, no idea about what happened to Mr. Gain. And the missing inquiry was upgraded to a murder inquiry or a homicide inquiry about 4 weeks ago. And his wife came out and made an appeal. And so on Friday evening, neighbours were emptying a slurry tank on Mr. Gain's farm and spreading the slurry, as farmers do this time of the year after cutting silage on a field, when the machine malfunctioned. And as a result of examining the machine, they discovered what they thought might have been human remain, and they contacted the Gardaí. So extensive searches have been carried out over the last few days, and a number of body parts have been collected and been analysed at the moment. The Gardaí are confident that these are body parts belong to Mr. Gain, and they have been interviewing a man of interest who's always been of interest over the last few days. But he was released without charge on Tuesday night, and police confirmed on Wednesday or Tuesday, released on Monday night, and Irish police confirmed Tuesday that he's a free man and can actually leave the jurisdiction. They said that he's not from that area and he's free to leave. So police said this may complicate the investigation further if they find a murder weapon. And once there's confirmation of Mr. Gain's body, but it is the news that has dominated Ireland over the last last few weeks, and certainly more to come on that story. We bring you other stories right throughout the programme tonight, and bring you some good news about things that are happening over there. You too, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Beautiful day.
Well, that song was on my list, as I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but that certainly is not that song. It's called A Beautiful Day, and it is a beautiful, although a cool day here in Auckland on Wednesday morning, recording this programme, Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And certainly weather is still quite nice here in New Zealand as we move into autumn. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, beautiful weather over there in Ireland at the moment. Well, what's making all the news in Ireland, of course, there was a farewell to Garda Flatley last Friday, huge turnout of his colleagues. He was killed in an accident last Sunday week while trying to flag down a motorcyclist that was speeding. And there has to be new ways of dealing with speeding drivers. The Jim O'Callaghan, the Justice Minister, came out and says standing out on a road trying to flag down somebody isn't going to be working going forward with the big powerful machines that are out there. Drivers, I mean motorbikes and cars. Ireland is joining a number of other countries in condemning Israel for not allowing humanitarian aid in to help the starving people in Gaza. The latest report is that up to 14,000 new babies will die within the next few days if aid isn't allowed in. And it's good to see quite a number of governments around the world are finally taking action and putting sanctions in place against Israel. While I've always said what happened on October the 7th, 23 was awful, the retaliation is worse than that, and the hardship that innocent people, many women and children, have suffered as a result of the ongoing war is just deplorable. And quite a number of Irish nurses and doctors working for aid agencies out there are just so horrified as to what's happening there on a regular basis. Let's hope something happens there and something finally happens with the ongoing war in Ukraine. Bit of a, well, there was a storm, yellow thunderstorm warning coming to Ireland today, but that's been, what do you call it, changed. So rain is coming. Then the RTE have the real story. Or inside the Michael Gaine case, woman jailed for 12 years for murdering abusive partner. Man arrested in Gaine inquiry, released without charge. Irish gardener wins gold medal at Chelsea Flower Show. Two men found guilty of murder of a friend in County Meath. Another story there. Arrest, pressure cooker, office Gaine suspect released. RTE requests breakdown of Eurovision voting numbers. Of course, Ireland unfortunately didn't make it into the final 26 songs. The event won by Austria, just heading off Israel at the final round of voting. And of course, all the Leaving Cert students are finishing up this week. They've got a couple of weeks of study, then the exams start in early June. Okay, we'll move on with Scarlet Ribbons from The Furies, Davy Arden.
Child in
Star Fury, along with the rest of the Furies there, and Scarlet Ribbons. And you're listening to Ireland Calling with me, Oliver Lee, looking at the Irish Times, see what their stories are. Airstrikes kill dozens in Gaza as international criticism as Israel goes. The murder trial into the death of Tina Satchwell continues. And advanced decomposition meant case of Tina Satchwood's death could not be determined, pathologist said. More story about the Michael Gain investigation. Donegal man to be deported from US following driving charge after more than 15 years in Boston. I know there was a case a few weeks ago I mentioned about an Irish woman living in America for nearly 40 years who had a green card but wasn't a citizen, came back to visit her mother, and on return to America she was detained in the ICE immigration centre, and after a few days of negotiations between the various governments she was released. She had two minor cases against her, one for driving I think and one for a minor drug conviction in California, which were wiped off the state legislature but not off the federal, but thankfully she was released. But anybody travelling to America these days, you have to make sure all your I's are dotted and T's crossed as a result of the new investigation or the new regime that's over there. Of course, many people sympathising with the Biden family as a result of the announcement on Monday that Joe Biden is suffering from a stage 4 prostate cancer, and obviously questions now being asked about his health while he was still president, and you have to wonder whether that announcement was made to coincide with the launch of a book into his time in office by some people that were close to him. Wondering why it should have been, maybe he should have stepped down or announced he stepped down before he actually did halfway through the campaign this year. Right, we'll battle on. Hothouse Flowers and Gypsy Fair.
I don't care.
Hot House Flowers and Gypsy Fair, and there'll be lots of fairs coming up in Ireland over the coming weeks and months. Of course, Spansel Hill, the famous fair down in County Clare. You've got the Slow Horse Fair, that's later in the year in October. Puck Fair down in Killarney, and of course many, many music festivals and concerts happening right throughout the summer months in Ireland. So if you're heading over there, you'll be able to see some fantastic entertainers. And it was lovely to catch up recently with Pat Short, who was here in New Zealand performing. And I know there's a few other Irish entertainers coming our way over the next week. The Three Lads, Foyles and Hogg, they're coming here. I see their show in Auckland is sold out, but still tickets available for their concert in Wellington. I saw them the last time they were here. They were very, very good. Well, there was huge excitement at the weekend with all the games that were played, and the football, obviously, round robins have all been decided. So you have Group 1, you have Donegal, Mayo, Tyrone and Cavan. Group 2 was Kerry, Meath, Roscommon, Cork, Louth, Clare and Armagh. In the other Group 3, well, who's missing Group 3? Missing somebody there. And then Dublin, Galway, Armagh and Derry in Group 4. Dublin went down to Galway last weekend, a beautiful summer's day with over 20,000 people at the Pier Stadium in Galway, and a poor performance by Galway and Dublin scoring in the last minute to win that game. So they've got their championship off to a good start, and Galway have a tough game ahead. They're going to play Derry in a week's time. Not that they have a weekend off this weekend. So I'm just looking here at all the scores at the weekend. Clare were beaten by Down 327 to 116. Mayo beaten on Sunday by Cavan and in Castlebar 117 to 114. Thanks to Seamus Smith, who listens regularly in New York. He thinks the last time that Mayo were beaten by Cavan in a championship game was the All-Ireland final back in 1948. And then Leinster Hurling Championships, those games were played on Sunday. There's so many games on. And don't forget, you can watch them all live on GAAplus.ie. So go on there. You can buy a package for the season. You can buy a particular game if you want, or by you know, a monthly pass, and GAAplus.ie. So Kilkenny looking good in Leinster, 5-19 to 3-21. Tipperary had a big win, 130 to 121 over Waterford, and Limerick massive win, 326 to 116 over at a packed Gaelic grounds. Man of the match, Kyle Hayes. He had a date with the jurisdiction on Monday, and he was given 180 hours community services to do over the next year. You remember that he was given a discharge or not convicted for a terrible assault in Limerick a number of years ago, and the sentence that he got was suspended, and then he was caught driving at an excessive speed between Cork and Limerick last year, and that brought him back to court again. So very lucky that he didn't get 3 months jail. He certainly was a wonderful player on Saturday or Sunday for Limerick, and they now will be favourites to retain the Munster Championship. But certainly Clare are gone, All-Ireland Champions are gone, so it'll be a battle between Waterford and Cork and Tipperary to get that the other two spots left in the championship. And as I said, Dublin went down to Galway last weekend and had a big win. Well, a win, 1 point. So they've haven't been beaten by Meath in the Leinster Championship. They've got their campaign back on the road again. Okay, we'll move on. Dublin, that score, and that was Galway 214, Dublin 118. But good news later that evening, Galway Hurlers had a huge win, 6 goals and 27 points to 114 over Antrim. So they're going well in the Leinster Championship. Right, this time we're going to go on with Maura O'Connell.
Oh,
Maura O'Connell, formerly with the band Jadonan, lived in Nashville for many years, and that was one of her big hits from the 90s called Living in These Troubled Times, which is very appropriate in the times that we're living in today, when you see all the stuff that's happening around the world. James Horan, formerly of this parish, grew up, lived here for a while in Auckland. His mum certainly was from Auckland. They lived in Papatoetoe from memory, and played for Mayo, and then became manager. In an interview in the Irish Examiner, he says, "Mayo's structures are farcical. We're well behind now." The former boss was speaking on the Irish Examiner's Gaelic football podcast in the wake of the county's defeat. And he said, Cavan secured that remarkable 3-point win in Castlebar on Sunday. He said, "If you look at the league, current status, recent experience, how close Mayo were to Galway, possibly should have beaten Galway in the Connacht final. Mayo were favourites, and rightly so. But there was no doubt about the outcome. Cavan were really good, full of energy, full of enthusiasm, full of innovation. Mayo were the opposite. Unfortunately, today, a well-deserved victory for Cavan that puts Mayo in a tight spot." He says, "It's really hard hit today. You can imagine the jungle drums down these parts as we speak. You can imagine the noise that's going on. The result comes in the same week that Mayo's under 20 footballers lost out by a point against Loud in the All-Ireland semi-final. For Horan, this is a time for the county to conduct a comprehensive review. And Kevin McStay, there'll be heat on him as manager, as there will on Pádraig Joyce, Galway manager. Galway now have to travel to Derry. Only three teams from these groups go through to the next round. And certainly Galway going up to play Derry in Derry. That'll be a tough game. And then their final game is against All-Ireland champions Armagh at a neutral venue. So certainly pressure on managers. But great news for Offaly, their minor team. They beat Louth. Louth senior champions in Leinster, under 20 champions in Leinster, and were heading to win the minor. They were 4 points up at about 2 minutes to go, but the new rules with two pointers coming in can change a game drastically, and Offaly scored I think 8 points to one in the last few minutes of that game, and made one Offaly man very happy. He wasn't too happy on Friday when he didn't make the cut for the PGA tournament, Shane Lowry, who's a big sponsor of Offaly GAA, but he was proud to tweet congratulating Offaly on winning the Leinster Minor Championship. And no luck either for Rory McIlroy in that championship. So the next big one is the US Open, and then following on that, it'll be a big homecoming for the Irish lads to the British Open, which is taking place in Royal Portrush, not far from where this man grew up, Fergal Sharkey. Yes, the man from Derry, Fergal Sharkey there, and a good heart, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday. We're in Kapiti Coast and Wellington on Sunday, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz, and hopefully the programme brings you a bit of keeps you up to date with things happening in Ireland, and you enjoy the music. We try to get the latest music as well, downloading it each week. I hear, listen to quite a bit of Irish radio, and hear all the latest hits in Ireland and download them and play it for you here on the programme. A bit different when I started. I went in first when I started broadcasting in August 1990. From the old studio in Auckland, and went in, used to get the records first from Real Groovy and then Marbix, and it was all the big vinyls, and then we went on to CDs. But now all the music is downloaded to our smart devices, and I've got a subscription to Apple Music, and basically you can get pretty much every song you want on Apple Music, and if not, you can just go on YouTube and get it there. Right, we'll continue on, take another piece of music, and this time, heard this the other night, it's from Duke Special, A Long Way From Clare To Here.
Well, there's four who share the room, and we work hard for the crack. Sleeping late on Sundays, and we never get to Mass. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. When Friday comes around, Terry's only into fighting. I promised my letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long when I think of Josephine. I promised I'd be coming home with pockets full of green. And the only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking, but sort of heals the pain a bit and levels out my thinking. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Play. Maybe it's just a notion. I see the white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. By the day, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. A long, long way from Clare to here. A long, long way.
That's from Clare to Here. It is a long way from Clare to Here. That's from a group called Duke Special. Just going back to the GAA, them groups, I had that group too. We had in there Kerry, Meath, Roscommon and Cork, and group three, you had Louth, Clare, Monaghan and Down were the other groups there. So of course of the four groups, one team will drop out after the next round of matches. There's two rounds of matches to go, and then it's a knockout from there, with the All-Ireland final due to take place in July, hurling and football final. But as I mentioned, Clare All-Ireland champions after a wonderful All-Ireland final, hurling final last year, probably the most exciting game all season, with Cork there certainly out of the running, and Cork have a fight in their hands to get in there. Looks like Limerick will probably come out in Munster, and Tipperary, Waterford and Cork are still there with the chance, depending on how results go over the next few weeks. Of course, the World Cup qualifying matches for the soccer will continue later this year. New Zealand already qualified for the finals that are in America, Canada and Mexico next year, but a long road for the Irish team to go, and it's a long time since we qualified for the last World Cup. I'm not sure if we've qualified since 94, when it was last held in America. We qualified for Italy 1990. I think we've qualified for one Euro competition since then, but certainly our footballers, soccer players aren't doing as well as they did in previous years. Right, we'll blast on with another bit of music, and Big Tom, Gentle Mother. Gentle Mother, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group here. We got about another 8 minutes to go before the end of the programme. I'm just having a look at some papers from Tuesday online, the Irish Independent had lovely pictures of two AirCop officers passing out. Boyfriend, girlfriend Kim Lynch from Sorge is congratulated by her boyfriend Killian Toll after they and 10 other cadets were commissioned to officers of the Air Corps at Casement Aerodrome yesterday. Of course, the double page spread there on the search for body parts of Michael Gahan down in Kerry. All-star hurler Kyle Hayes given 180 hours community service. US President attacks Bono and other celebrities over support for Kamala Harris. And what else is happening there? Stop breaking the law, teen activist tells government as she begins a 50-hour protest. Yeah, she started that yesterday. Teenage campaigner has urged the government to stop breaking the law as a waiting list for assessments of needs is projected to soar by 25,000 in the year. Assessment of need, AON, is carried out to identify if a child or young person has a disability and is designed to identify their health needs as well as other service requirement. Gary Lineker, too big for his boots, dropped by the BBC. Trial hears accused reply when charged with murder. Ex-swim coach of Ireland is accused of bullying during a previous role. God, there's pretty much no good news in any of the papers these days. Family of killer Puska accused of keeping information. This is tragedy. This was the young girl, Aisling, who was killed. Murphy in Tullamore 3 years ago, took a school teacher going for a run, and a man has been tried and jailed, but two friends of his or acquaintances are in court at the moment. Crohn's disease forced me to give up my dream job, hidden costs of chronic illness. And what's new in the UK-European Union deal on Brexit all about, and will it have any effect on trade in Ireland? That was, I think, if the English people had their time again, they probably would have stayed in the European Union, because they're pretty much back into it again. But all the money it's cost, and certainly a lot of... it was ironic, Welsh farmers voted in big numbers to leave the European, and now they're the most, the poorest farmers nearly in all of the UK, because the subsidies are gone and they can't get workers, other farmers can't get workers to come and do the work for them. Finally, Willie John McBride is among a number of ex-rugby internationals who've criticised the selection of players that weren't born in Ireland, England, Scotland or Wales to represent the Lions in the upcoming tour of Australia. And I see James Lowe has come out and criticised some of these people that are having a go at them, saying that he's come through the proper channels, he's qualified for Ireland, he's lived in Ireland, he loves it, that's where his home is, and his two children are Ireland. And finally, Irish player Aoife Wafer has been named the 2025 Women's Six Nations Player of the Championship, capping a stellar campaign that saw her claim 41% of the public vote. So a big challenge ahead with the World Cup, Ladies World Cup, coming up in England later this year. Right, we'll have time for one or two more songs before we go. Christy Moore and Bright Blue Rose might be the end of us.
Black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. For all of you, discover
Well, that's Christy, with what do you call it, almost bringing us to the end of the programme. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Thanks to you for tuning in, and to the Hugh Green Group for the continued support. We'll be back again next week. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.
Forget me nots among the snow. It's always been, and so it goes. To plunder is debt, and his life eternally.